Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Good morning, I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to the Daily Punch, brought to you by Punch Bowl News. It is Friday, April 28th, 2023. Let's get into the mix. Here are your Washington headlines of the day. Number one, Schumer's rough road. Number two, Virginia lawmakers push back against the expansion of DCA. And number three, is leadership hurting its vulnerable House Republicans? Let's get into the mix. First of all, before we get into the newsletter today, it's White House Correspondents Weekend. That means the White House Correspondents Dinner is tomorrow night, Saturday night, and President Joe Biden is expected to speak. And there are a bunch of social events around town this weekend. Many social events, perhaps too many social events, although always a fun weekend in D.C. So enjoy it if you're around. Let's get into the substance now. We have a great item this morning, including an interview with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer about his rough road. Think about this. Joe Manchin is on a crusade against his own party, saying he's going to try to upend his signature legislation, the Inflation Reduction Act, if Joe Biden doesn't do things that he likes. Dianne Feinstein has been out, is out indefinitely. You know, we don't know when she's coming back, which has stalled the Judiciary Committee's work and some stuff on the floor. He has a treacherous 2024 map, and high-profile nominations are teetering or have withdrawn. So not exactly smooth sailing, but Schumer says he's fine with it, all of it. He relishes it. That's what he told Andrew DiSiderio yesterday in an interview. He says he's happy to let Manchin do whatever he needs to get reelected. Feinstein's absence, in his view, won't slow his majority's historic pace of judicial confirmations. And he's actually leaning hard into this debt limit face-off with Kevin McCarthy. Here's what he had to say about Kevin McCarthy. We'll dwell on this for a minute. He's stuck. How's he going to negotiate when he's promised everyone he's not going to change the bill? His passing a bill was a step forward and brought us closer to default. Now, McCarthy never said he wasn't going to change the bill. He seems fully aware that a negotiation is a negotiation, and it will come back from the Senate if they ever get to a negotiation, it will come back in a vastly different shape and contours will be different than the bill that the House passed. So, but it's interesting that he thinks that this brought them closer to default, but McCarthy will shoot back and say, well, Chuck Schumer should pass a clean debt ceiling. That's also going to be a problem for Chuck Schumer. On Dianne Feinstein, Schumer's view is that it may slow the nominations, but there are enough votes that we can win. So Schumer's trying to put points on the board, even though Dianne Feinstein is out of commission. Schumer's trying to protect his vulnerable incumbents with visits from cabinet secretaries and Jeff Zients, the new White House chief of staff. He's really trying to focus on what he can control, not what he can't control. A great maxim in life that I try to live by. It's a great item, great interview with Schumer. Check it out this morning in Punch Bowl News AM. Number two story of the day, the fight over DCA. One of my favorite issues, just to review, a Delta-backed coalition, Delta Airlines, wants to expand or relax, I guess, to say what we should say, the perimeter restrictions out of DCA, in and out of DCA. Right now, DCA, Washington Reagan National Airport, can only fly flights within 1,250 miles of the airfield. Now, they've relaxed this. They have flights to Los Angeles, Salt Lake City, all over Texas, Seattle, Portland, Las Vegas, Phoenix. I know all of them, but I'm not going to bore you with that this morning. They want to do this because they want flights to San Diego and San Antonio. That's what the coalition says. But in addition to that, they probably want to add a flight to Salt Lake City, add a flight to Seattle, and add a flight to Los Angeles on top of the flights they already have to LA and to Salt Lake City. But big deal here, the airport's operating arm and Virginia's most powerful Democrats are saying they're not interested. Mark Warner and Tim Kaine issued a joint statement Thursday calling the idea wrongheaded and saying DCA is ill-prepared for more traffic. Don Beyer, who represents the airport, said killing the perimeter slot would seriously worsen aircraft noise in the capital, national capital region. And with the new, this is not a quote, but what he says is with the new metro out to Dulles, there's no reason that they should expand flights out of DCA. Now, the perimeter require the perimeter, as we explained yesterday, the perimeter rule was to protect Dulles against its more convenient and local, at least to DC, airport DCA. So the coalition argues that Dulles doesn't need protection anymore. It's a big airport in a big part of the state. Northern Virginia, Loudoun County is booming, and they don't need it. Anyway, this is a fascinating issue, which we're really going to be all over as the FAA reauthorization comes up. And remember, you know, I was just talking to a source yesterday about this. The FAA reauthorization is not the only big bill that's going to come up this year. There's obviously the debt ceiling, but there's also the farm bill, which is going to be a massive pain in the neck for Kevin McCarthy. And there's also the FISA reauthorization, which is a huge, huge lift. Number three story of the morning, a great item from Max Cohen and Mika Salliner. Vulnerable House Republicans are being kind of screwed by their leadership. Think of what they've been asked to take a vote on so far. They've given crucial support for a Republican proposal curbing transgender athletes' rights, an education bill that leans hard into culture wars, and an energy package that targets the Biden administration's climate policy. Listen, House Republicans have problems in that 18 Republicans, rather, sit in seats that Joe Biden won in 2020. Now, it doesn't mean Biden's going to win all those in 2024, but it does mean that they're in some somewhat tenuous political environment. But great item this morning from Mika and Max, and please read it, check it out. And with that, leave us a rating and review. Best way for people to find out about us, you could subscribe to Punchbowl News at punchbowl.news. Have a wonderful day and stay safe.